You're listening to Brit Lit Podcast. This is SFS, an acting company. We are presenting an abridged version of Shakespeare at Macbeth, Act 1, Scene 6 and 7. So far in this play, the three witches have met Macbeth and Banquo in the woods to tell them of a prophecy of being King of Scotland. Macbeth decides that he will let fate play out to become king. However, Lady Macbeth hears of this prophecy and decides to convince Macbeth that he has to reach out and take his kingship. In this scene, Lady Macbeth helps Macbeth decide to kill King Duncan in order to secure his title. And we chose this scene because it shows how Lady Macbeth's cunning and deceptive nature made Macbeth unsure of himself. I am Taylor Todd, and I will be playing the role of Banquo.
I'm Michael Lancaster, and I will be playing King Duncan.
I'm Rebecca Moore, and I'll be playing Lady Macbeth.
I'm Jacob Osborne, and I will be playing Macbeth.
This castle has a pleasant seat. The air nimbly and sweetly recommends itself unto our gentle senses.
This guest of summer, the temple-haunting Marlet, does approve. By his love imaginary, the heaven's breath smells wooingly here. I have observed, this air is delicate.
CC, our honored hostess, the love that follows us sometime is our trouble, which we still think is love. Herein I teach you how you shall bid God yield for us for your pains, and thank us for your trouble.
All our service in every point twice done, and then done double. We're poor in single business to contend against those honors deep and broad wherewith your majesty loads our house.
Where's the Thane of Caldor? We coursed him at the heels and had a purpose to be his purveyor, but he rides well to his home. Fair and noble hostess, we are your guest tonight.
Your servants ever have theirs themselves and what is theirs in compt, to make their audit at your highness's pleasure, still to return your own.
Give me your hand, conduct me to mine host, we love him highly, and shall continue our graces towards him. By your leave, hostess.
If it were done when 'tis done, then 'twere well it were done quickly. That but this blow might be the be-all and end-all here, but here upon this banked shoal of time we'll jump the life to come. But in these cases we still have judgment here, that we but teach body instruction which being taught were turned to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commends the ingredients of our poison chalice to our own lips. He's here in double trust. First, as I am his kinsman and his subject, strong both against the deed, then, as his host, who should against his murder shut the door, not bear the knife myself. Besides, this Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek, hath been so clear in his great office, that his virtues will plead like angels, trumpet-tongued, against the deep damnation of his taking off. The tears shall drown the wind. I have no spur to prick the sides of my intent, but only vaulting ambition which overleaps itself and falls on the other. How now? What news?
He is almost supped. Why have you left the chamber?
Hath he asked for me?
You know not he has.
We will proceed no further in this business.
Was the hope drunk wherein you dressed yourself? Has it slept since, and wakes it now, to look so green and pale, at what it did so freely? From this time, such I account thy love, art thou afeard to be the same in thine own act and valor, as thou art in desire? And live a coward in thine own esteem, letting I dare not wait upon I would, like the poor cat I the adage.
Prithee, peace, I dare do all that may become a man. Who dares do more is none.
What beast was it, then, that made you break this enterprise to me? When you durst do it, then you were a man, and to be more than what you were, you would be so much more than a man. Nor time nor place than did it here, and yet you would make both. They have made themselves, and what, and that their fitness now does unmake you. I have given suck, and know how tender 'tis to love the babe that milks me. I would, while it was smiling in my face, have plucked the nipple from its boneless gums, and dashed the brains out, had I so sworn as you have done to this.
And if we should fail?
We fail, but screw your courage to the sticking place, and will not fail. Then Duncan is asleep, whereto the rather shall his day's hard journey soundly invite him. His two chamberlains will I with and wassail, with wine and wassail, so convince that memory, the warder of the brain, shall be a fume, and the receipt of reason. A limbic only, when in swinish sleep the drenched nature lies as in a death. What cannot you and I perform upon the unguarded Duncan? What not put upon his spongy officers? Who shall bear the guilt of our great quell?
Bring forth men, children only. For thy undaunted metal should compose nothing but males. Will it not be received? When we have marked with those bloody those sleepy two of his own chamber and use their very daggers that they have dunned.
Who dares receive it other, as we shall make our griefs and clamor roar upon his death?
I am settled and bend up, each corporal agent to this terrible feat. Away, and mock the time with the fairest show. False face must hide what the false heart doth know.
This has been an SFS production, part of the Brit Lit Podcast. Thanks for listening. Again, the roles were played by Taylor Todd as Banquo, Michael Lancaster as King Duncan, Rebecca Moore as Lady Macbeth, and Jacob Osborne as Macbeth. Please check out our Brit Lit Podcast website at britlit.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening.